Moshe Rabbeinu finds out that he wasn't going to go into Eretz Yisrael. We find in this is in the Perek of Zion, Moshe spoke to Hashem saying, "May Hashem, God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the assembly, who shall go out before them and come in before them, who shall take them out and bring them in, and let the assembly of Hashem not be like sheep that have no shepherd." Moshe Rabbeinu is asking for a new leader in his place. And this is the only time that we find Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemur. He's making a very strong request. And indeed, as Marosh Sharim brings down from the Kedushas Levi in source number 4, Lemur, which is always extra, is Lemur Ledoros, which in Moshe Rabbeinu here is not asking only for a leader after he dies. He wants from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there should be good leadership throughout all times. Ador HaAcharon, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is asking for. And he gives very specific instructions on how he envisions a leader. And he calls Hashem God of the spirits of all flesh, which Rashi points out, source number 2. He spoke of Hashem's knowledge of the intricacies of the human mind and personality, of Hashem's knowledge that every person has his own virtues and phobos, and that the best way to lead is to understand the needs of every follower. And that's what type of leader he wanted, someone who understood every person, who will bring them in, asher yotzeim v'asher yiviem, take them out and bring them in. He'll be a leader in terms of war, going out in front of them. And they should not be like a sheep that have no shepherd, the idea of being a shepherd to Klal Yisrael. These were all qualities which obviously have to be explained that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. Hashem said to Moshe, you want a leader? Take yourself Yoshua ben Nun. And the quality he has is Ish Asher Ruach Bo, a man in whom there is spirit, and lean your hand upon him. And the obvious question that we have to understand is, what are the qualities of leadership? What is this Ish Asher Ruach Bo, person who has spirit? What are the qualities of leadership that are so crucial? We've spoken about some of these ideas before. We'll see them in a different framework, in a different focus, Amir Hashem today. And I think this is a particularly important topic as we have, a dearth of good leadership in the world and within our own people. We have to ask ourselves, what are the qualities that we're looking for? You know, as an election year in America, as many election times in Eretz Yisrael, we see many type of people who want to vie for the elected officials. And those qualities clearly are not the qualities that we understand are the good qualities. Hence, the world is falling apart. That's clear. We have to ask ourselves, how does the Torah envision this legacy of a leadership? And let's try to understand perhaps a little bit of an insight on what the qualities that are necessary from the Medrash, which describes why Yoshua was taken. The Chumash tells us, Ish Asher Ruach Bo, which we have to explain. But the Medrash in Medrash Rabbah tells the following, source number 5. The Holy One said to Moshe, Yoshua has served you exceedingly and honored you exceedingly. He would arise early and remain late in your study hall. He would arrange the benches and spread out the mats. Since he served you with all his ability, it is fitting that he serve Israel, for he should not forfeit the reward due him. Designate Yoshua the son of Nun as your successor to fulfill that which is written, Mishlei 27:18. He who guards the fig tree shall eat its fruit. And in this, Rav Druk and Eish Tamid asked the obvious question, and he says in source number 7, what is the connection between setting out the benches and the mat in the Beis Medrash to ruling the people, to have hanagat ta'am? If a person knows how to set up benches, that means he's going to be a good leader? It doesn't seem at face value, and maybe even at second value, that there's any connection or correlation between the two. And further, the pasuk that is quoted is a very interesting pasuk. Notzer te'ina yochal pirya. One who guards the fig tree. I would have thought it should say one who is zorea te'ina, one who plants the fig tree. What is the idea of notzer? What is the idea of guarding the fig tree? So, We're to try to understand today, Mirtz Hashem, the qualities of leadership, to understand this medrash of setting out the benches, guarding the fig tree. Isha Sheruach Bo, what were the qualities of Yoshua that we can glean for our own lives? And we'll end the Mirtz Hashem with a little bit of insight to prepare us for the 3 weeks, which is coming up as well, starting Shavuos Sabbatamos. I'd like to look at this on three levels. Level number one is a leader of Klal Yisrael has to be a Talmid Chacham. David HaMelech, Rosh Sanhedrin, Shlomo HaMelech. These were people who were tremendous Talmidei Chachamim. You know, so often we look at David HaMelech as the warrior. We look at him as someone who fought the wars, which he did. However, we don't look as well as the fact that David HaMelech was somebody who was tremendous in terms of learning, in terms of depth, and that was the quality, the prerequisite of any Jewish leader. The Medrash delves further into Source 6, back into the Manchester Rav, into the words, Zilserte na yochapir, Yah, one who guards a fig tree shall eat its fruit. In the case of other species in Eretz Yisrael, all the fruits on an individual tree become ready for picking at roughly the same time. A farmer can harvest the crop of that tree, put it out of his mind until the next year. Figs, however, ripen at different intervals, even on the same tree. Each fig must be examined and picked separately. The study of Torah, too, requires careful attention to every aspect of the halacha. It requires the patience to ponder and delve into each point. A proper understanding of the laws and their nuances and corollaries not come all at once, that one's perception ripens. His comprehension deepens, and even when one thought he knew, takes a new dimension, reveals new meaning and applications. This was Yoshua. He was in the Beis Medrash all the time, ready to hear a new teaching, ready to develop what he already knew. And that's why, as the Panim Niman the Torah in source number 8 points out, one does not become a Talmid Chacham, a Torah scholar in one sitting. It takes diligence, toil and patience to accumulate the multifaceted knowledge related to Torah. Slowly, the ideals, pieces of knowledge, germinate and grow in one's mind. That's the idea of the notes there, the idea of watching and waiting and recognizing that Torah takes time. You just can't pluck off all the fruit at one time. You think, you know, you can learn Torah all in one sitting. No. Even what you learn, you have to come back to that very same tree and look at it again, and examine it again, and be able to know the nuances that are found there. And that is why in Source 9, the Ish Tamin, Muvuarba said, Dover Nifla, Dafka Misha Shomer Lotena, who's a Sheshayach Elev, Zochel Lochla, Yoterim Misha Zarauta. One who watches over the fig tree has more of the ability to benefit and eat from it than one who just plants it. It's one who watches over it, who is able to find the right time when it's right. And who are they? Misha Shomer Mekoma Talmud. And that's the imagery as well, is that Yoshua wasn't one only guarding the knowledge of the Torah, he was guarding the entire tree. He was invested in making sure that the whole Beis Medrash would be a place that would enable a person to learn. And there was a Chavivus of Torah, there was a love of Torah here to make sure that everything was in order, everything was in place. The Sifrei Chaim, Reb Friedlander, Zatzal, Source 10, L'charak is shemechapsim adam ha-ra'ui latein lo tafkid hanagat Yisrael. Generally, we think if we want to give somebody over the reins of leadership, they have to have the capacity to lead. And that's the one who's going to be chosen. Isn't it interesting that the choice of Yoshua as one who's a Masharet, one who's serving, setting up the benches, he's putting out the coffee. And how do we understand this? So on the one hand, we can explain very simply, is that Gadol Shimusha Shel Torah Yoter Milimudah. Greater is the one who serves Torah than one who learns it. But it's deeper than that. L'mtzenu L'meidin Yisod Gadol. Masigel Et Yoshua Tafkido. What enabled Yoshua to have this job? It was HaMasira Shelo L'Moshe Rabbeinu L'Makom HaTorah. He was completely Moser himself, completely gave himself over to Moshe Rabbeinu to the place of Torah. He was the greatest Mesharis, the greatest Meshamesh. He was the greatest servant you can imagine. Now, one could say, Ki Tachein Chasazo Mishikul Kvodi. well, maybe he did it for his honor. Maybe he did it so that everyone says, wow, look at the person who serves Moshe Rabbeinu. So if that was the case, he wouldn't be involved in setting up the benches and doing like the lowly type of work. You'd want to have the things that give you the most honor. The fact that Yeshua was there early in the morning sweeping up and late at night cleaning up, it meant that his whole focus wasn't about, look how great I am, right? Janitors usually don't pride themselves on look how great I am. It was being able to be involved in giving over to Torah completely. It wasn't about himself. And that is something you need to understand, he says. Srara in the bracket in 10, Peirusha Liot Misharei Shel HaSipur. Do you know what rulership is? Do you know what it means to be a manhik, to be a leader? It means you are completely dedicated to the people. You think you're in charge of the people? You are. But you're really there to give to the people 100%. And there can't be ego involved. It has to be below shetiyet lo shum nekudasha on nechiyot. You can't have any aspect of self. And that way you make sure that the leadership isn't going to get to your head. What was the greatness of Moshe, of Yeshua, the service of Moshe Rabbeinu, the complete Mesiras Nefesh Torah? So the idea wasn't only that he guarded the fruit, that he learned Torah, and he was diligent in Torah study. Correct. And a person to be a leader has to be a Talmid Chacham. At the same time, he was someone who was concerned with the entirety of the Beis Medrash. He was concerned with the honor of Torah. And it wasn't about his own honor. It was about the honor of those learning Torah, the honor of Torah itself. And that's what made him so great. But let's just take this idea of Gadol Shimushashal Torah Yoter Milimida a little bit deeper. To be a Misharik, to be Mishamesh, to be around Moshe Rabbeinu 24/7 and to serve him, enabled Yeshua to learn what it means to be a great person. And the Sfarim indeed explain that why is one who serves Torah scholar even greater than learning? Because you learn how to implement Torah into your life. So for example, there are times when you need to get angry. There are times when you don't need to get angry. There are times where you need to stand up for something. There are times where you need to have humility. Well, how do I know when those times are? It's so hard to tell. And the answer is by being Mishamesh, a Talmid Chacham. When you watch a Talmid Chacham over and over again, you watch a great person, you know how to respond to situations, you know when to get excited, when not to get excited. And you're learning how to be a mensch, you're learning how to implement Torah into your life. And that is what Yeshua learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. By being in the Beis Medrash all the time and serving Moshe Rabbeinu, he watched Moshe Rabbeinu, he became that ability to just be the moon, a reflection of Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to add one nekuda, one idea here, which is not only true of Yeshua, it's equally important for each and every one of us, as much as we're able to do so. And it's a very, very beautiful idea of Rav Wolpe and Ali Shur that we've never learned before. A lot of ideas we haven't learned before. This one, I can't believe we haven't learned before because it's so precious, so beautiful. So let's learn together now. We know, source 12, the Chazal tell us, Ra'ata Shifcha Layam, Mashalo Ra'a Yechezkel Bambuzi. A maidservant saw on the splitting of the sea what even Yechezkel, a great prophet, Yechezkel Bambuzi, didn't see. What did she see? She saw Zekeli. She was able to point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Zekeli, this is my God. Ve'anvehu, anivahu. And I will liken myself to him. When he is merciful, I am merciful. I will try to be, lidabek v'drachav, to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a lot of Torah on this. What is it that we use specifically what Yechezkel Bambuzi didn't see? Why not what Yeshaya didn't see? Yeshaya also saw the heavens open up, right? Many Nevi'im saw great things. What was it about Yechezkel that was so spectacular that this maidservant saw? And the answer is that Yechezkel Navi had the vision of the four figures that were by their Merkava, right? Whatever the Smites of Merkava is. And one of those figures, right, the Madariyeh, the Matshur, one of the figures was the Mus Adam. She was able to see what Yechezkel saw, the figure of a person, which means she was able to see what it is that makes up an adam, what makes up a human being. And he says, Kasher Yecheskel Gilalan of 13, Sharash Adam Begovazem, when Yecheskel showed us what it means to be an adam, and again, he goes through here the different midos of Chachma, Bin, and Das, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, all the different midos that make up the composite of who a person is. When you take a look at the vision that Yecheskel Anavi has of the Dmut Adam, you see an angelic type of person. You see an elevated type of person. We're doing the underline here. You see that the world, right? Very much Nefesh HaChaim, all the spiritual worlds are dependent on every person. The world is predicated based on what I do, what I say, what I think. And he says, and that's really, you want to know what the Shas Hadin is, the Day of Judgment is? The Day of Judgment is when we take a hard look at ourselves and see who we could have been, what is a person. And then we take a look at who we are and realize how far we are from that. And that's really the Yom HaDin of every year. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we are able to look at who we should be, right? Rav Pinkus spoke a lot about the Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah. We have the vision of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu envisioned who Adam should be. And then I look at myself. And Shuvah is being able to get back to that. Hey, I missed the mark. I have to realign myself. That's what it's all about. The ultimate din is the same way. You know, we're very much like, I did this wrong, I did that wrong, very specific. But who we are and who we can be, we get so caught up in the details that we forget the image of who we can be. What we spoke about last week, that vision of Ratzo, of what I can accomplish. You know, it's like the expression, because of all the trees, you forget to see the forest. We forget to look at who we are supposed to become. And then, when it's almost too late, when it is too late already, you suddenly say, oh my gosh, that's Adam? That's who I could have become? That's how you wired me? Oh my! You know, it's like taking a very fancy computer, you know, the latest and greatest, and you use it as a calculator. And you use it as a very good calculator. And you know what? Not only do you use it as a calculator, you also use it to type in your recipes. You use it for your recipes and for your calculator. And you say, wow, I'm so lucky to have a computer that I have all my recipes there, they don't get dirty, and I have a great calculator. And a person will look at you and say, what? All you're using it for is a recipe book and a calculator. You could use it for endless amount of things. How much more we, who are created with Tzelem Elokim, who have bechira, free choice, unlike a computer, what we can create is remarkable. And when we have such a short-sighted vision, what this woman saw, Marata Shifchal Hayam, is she saw the potential you can reach to. I can be likened to Hashem. We can reach the greatest of heights. And that, he says, at the end of 13 or 14, is what the Shimusha Shel Torah is. When you're Mishamish in Adam Gadol, when you're around a great person, you have a vision, you have a role model of greatness, and that spurs a person on to become great. When you're around people who greatness is their calling, and they're always working on themselves to become greater and bigger, then you too have a vision of what greatness and bigness is about. And when you're around people who are small, you're going to remain small. And the question basically is, what type of person you want to be? So real leadership must be around people who have developed themselves to the fullest extent. And that's what leadership is about. A person who has a vision and been around people of a vision of greatness. And that is why the prerequisite for such a person is Isha Sheruach Bo. We've done this piece. It's one of my favorites, Source 15. Isha Sheruach Bo says this for now. What does it mean, a person who has spirit in him? Mucham Lekabel Or Pnei Melechayim. A person who's ready to receive the face of the living countenance of God. Similar to Ke'inyan Ubelev Ko Chacham Lev Natati Chochma. And the heart of all those who are wise, I have given wisdom. So you look at this pasuk and you say, in the heart of all those who are wise, I have given wisdom. Why don't you share the wealth with people who aren't so wise? And that's not pshat. We learn, Ki Chacham Lev Inyano Mishimuchan Lekabel Or Pnei Melechayim. Someone who's smart is not someone with an IQ. It's someone who, again, echoing last week, who has ratzo. Mishe no mistapek b'mashe yeshlo. Someone who's not satisfied with what they have. But elakol kulo mevakesh v'shoef l'italov gyoter v'yoter. That's a chacham lev. That's an isha sheruach bo. Someone who is a zuchacham alomen mikolotam. Someone who continuously wants to learn. Someone who's going to take every event that happens and every situation that happens and ask themselves, how can I learn from this? How can I grow from this? How can I be a better person from this? This is Yoshua who stands by the foot of the mountain not wanting to waste a moment till Moshe Rabbeinu gets back to the camp. Is able to learn from him at every single moment. And this, he says in 16a, we have to create that Beit Kibul. We have to create that receptacle. Open yourself wide and I will fill it. We have to make ourselves open. That's our job. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu will be able to fill it and give us what we need. And this is the imagery at the end of 16a of Elisha, who, when the woman says to him, I have to pay back the loan, my children will be taken as collateral. And he says, what do you have in your house? And she says, I just have a little bit of oil. And he says, prepare for yourself as many empty pots as possible and keep pouring the oil, and the oil will fill all the pots. Our job is to prepare the pots, the oil, the chokhmah, the siyata, the shemaya, the help from above will come miraculously almost. We just have to have that pitchul lipeta kekuna shemacha, a little bit of an opening, a little bit of oil. But more importantly is the Beit Kibul. We have to have that desire. So my friends, on the first level, it's pretty simple. What is the quality of leadership? The quality of leadership is a talmid chacham. It's someone who has a diligence to sit and to be able to look and to discern fruit by fruit, being able to want to learn, preparing the Beis Medrash, it's shamish tamidei chachamim, learning what it means to be a great person, and open for growth, open for change, open to be able to learn from everyone. The aspect of godless batara, godless ha'adam, that's level one. The second aspect is totally different. It's more ben adam l'chaveiro, between man and one's fellow man. If the first is really between man and God, this is between man and one's fellow man. Birkas Mordechai. When Yeshua is setting up the benches, l'gufo shel Yeshua chaser rak zafal l'chad l'shevet alav. Truth be told is, all he needs is one bench for him to sit on, right? That famous maisa of the Rosh Yeshiva who was telling his students, we have to order my office day, to the boys, grab a chair and bring it to my office. And every boy brought his chair and sat down at in his office. So he turned to the boys and he said, did you see what just happened? And they said, yeah, you told us to bring a chair. We brought a chair, we sat down, we're here. He said, you don't see what just happened. I told you to bring a chair. What would it have taken for each of you to have taken a chair and given it to your friend? Then you would have turned in a self-centered act into an act of chesed, right? Yeshua wasn't only interested in his bench. L'Yoshua chaserim safsalim harbeh kiminyan tamidav shel Moshe Rabbeinu. All the people's benches, all the people's mats concerned him. He was concerned that everyone should have a place to sit. Yes, this is the kavod of Moshe Rabbeinu, and yes, this is the kavod for each and every person. Mi mehem mekif mitzar kuyotav ha'ishiyot et ha'klau kulo, mi mehem yoter. Hamanhiga tov ra'uy yaseh sherit tzarku tov shel azulat chiyunin heim elatzmo. You know what a leader is? A leader is somebody whose needs of others is as essential as their own needs. ככל שיפותיו האינדיבידואלית מקיפה יותר את הכלל. My individual needs are the needs of the collective. He is worthy to be the manhig of Klal Yisrael. And he notes, he says, yes, you have in the outside world leaders who are involved in doing charity projects and doing nice things. Are they doing it for the needs of others? Or are they doing it as a publicity stunt? They're doing it for honor. What's driving them? What was driving Yehoshua was to be able to give for the sake of giving. Kol kulo haya shakua, double squiggly in 18, ain't lekadem. Ech l'shaper ruchniotam shabai beit ha-medrash. Yeshua's concern is how can we make it as comfortable as possible for those who come to the Beit Medrash. Kol kulo haya natum b'seder avadat ha-netina ha-chesed l'zulat. His whole focus was on giving. And that, my friends, was the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, on the next page at 19, Shekemi lecha yoter misugal larbot tovat tzedaka v'chesed kol amo, Mashiach melech nasi u'manhig. Now I understand why one who sets up the benches for others should be rewarded in being a leader. We ask, what's the correlation between the two? The answer is, a real leader's whole job is about giving. A leader's whole job, as we'll discuss as we develop this Mirat Hashem, is about being somebody who's going to take care of the needs of the people. So someone whose whole being, whole raison d'etre in life is about giving, the greatest reward we can possibly give such a person is give them an opportunity in leadership to be a kokulo giver, to be a giver in their entirety. Ella beruach lekadem l'shaper l'gadel l'grom od v'od shteigim b'tara b'yirat shamayim. This is somebody who is interested in giving and facilitating for others. The Be'er Torah points out in Source 20, Kol adam sheish alav chesed v'yadu shu yirat shamayim. Anyone who has on him kindness, we know he's yirat shamayim. What does this mean? So Chazal doesn't say here anyone who does chesed, because there are many reasons why you could do chesed. You want a reward, you want people to say about him. No. Here it says, kol mi sheyesh alav. You know what the greatness of Yeshua was? You know what the greatness of a leader is? Not someone who just does acts of kindness. Someone whose total being is giving. Kol adam sheyesh alav chesed. The Gemara in Sukkah, Mem Teramud Beit. Someone who has on him chesed, kindness. You know, he quotes this in the Eishet Chayil. I never thought about it. I haven't thought about it much. That's the truth. We told. But we begin with Eishet Chayil Miyimsta. Who can find a woman of valor? And then it ends with Rabos Bano Rasu Chayil. Many have done Chayil, whatever, valor is. Woman, you just said Eishet Chayil Miyimsta, and then you end by saying Rabos Bano Rasu Chayil. And the answer is, there are many people who do Chayil, who do great acts. But Eishet Chayil Miyimsta, how are you going to find an Eishet, someone whose whole being is that way? You know, when it's convenient, when it works, when it's good for me, I'll stretch myself a little bit. That's not leadership. That's not an Eishet Chayil. An Eishet Chayil is Gemat Luto V'lo Ra Kol Yemei Chayeha. When things are good and when things are bad. It's the identity of who you are. And we know in 21, HaMechitza Chutzetzet Eitzel Adam L'Ropa Rei V'Nivraim. What stops people from seeing God and others, right? He avat ha'adam et atzmo, it's ego. Ego, easing God out. B'rega sh'adam paretz mechizatu. Once you break this barrier, ha'idei shu bal chesed ba'atzmuto im acherim, that makes it your entire being, then you're able to see a whole world outside of yourself. If you're unable to break that ani, and if you can't break it, and the whole world is about what am I going to get from it, how am I going to gain from it, so you can't really see Hashem and you can't see others. And this is the idea of a leader. A leader has to be one who is able to break down the mechitza. Otherwise, he's going to lead the people based on what he wants, based on how he sees things. And a leadership is a person of chesed, And the definition, really, of chesed is the ability to see beyond yourself to what the needs of others are from their vantage point, not from your vantage point. And we know this to be true. You ask somebody, you know, to do a favor or to help somebody out. Let's give you a simple example that I like to give, right? Somebody needs a meal. So do you make them a meal that you like? Do you give them the leftovers from your house? Or do you ask yourself, what is their favorite food? What are their kids like? And you go out of your way and you buy something special for what makes them happy. Right? That's the difference. Is it everything about you? Or are you able to step out and say, I want to take my friend out to a restaurant. I love Chinese. I'm taking her to Chinese. The fact that she doesn't really care for Chinese is really secondary. Because I'm the one paying the bill. I'm the one taking her out. The whole world is about me. When I step outside of myself, yes, I'm paying the bill. But I'm interested in what she likes. She likes Japanese. I don't know if there's Japanese restaurants. I don't know about restaurants. Let's say there's a Japanese restaurant. I'm sure there is. So you take her to Japanese, even though you don't know what to do with the food. Lo mishana. I don't know why you'd want to go to restaurants at this time anyway, but that's aside from the point. This is the beauty of a leader. A leader is somebody who's setting up the benches, not because he needs a bench, because someone else needs a bench. Now, I'm interested in where the other person is at. And that's the imagery, says the Datraga in 23, as well as the Stav Sofer in 24, about the shepherd. There are two types of shepherds. There's some shepherds that are paid to watch the sheep, and they're interested in the sheep. And then there are some shepherds that, Ulam Yishro Ed Som Chalotzmo, V'gam Hularo Yechashev, and then sometimes you're watching your own sheep, and the reason I'm watching my sheep is because I want them fat for me. And not really for the sheep. And this is the difference. Am I interested in everything because of me? What gain am I going to get from it? You know, I want the people to like me so that they'll re-elect me. Or I want to give to the people what they really need. And I'm able to go down and see what the people really need. And he says, Moshe Rabbeinu Yadashim Vadai, the end of 23, Manigim uparnasei tzibur shenehu yinahagu et am Yisrael aval elu hem manigim shemamidim et atzmam al tzibur mataratam yi l'shem atzmam mitov negiyot yishiyo v'ratzon l'afik revach atzmei. So many times leaders are leading just for personal benefit. They're interested in the sheep that they could shech them and they could, you know, eat from them. But they're not really interested in the sheep. U'matzav kazeh lo nechshav sheish l'bnei Yisrael v'ratzon. And that's not a shepherd. To be able to be a shepherd is to somebody who's looking at every sheep, like Moshe Rabbeinu, who ran after the sheep, because I'm interested in the sheep itself. And that, my friend, moves us into the qualities necessary for leadership. A ben adam l'chaveiro is a person of chesed, a person who sees beyond himself, a person who's interested in each and every sheep. And this, my friend, Sativa Torah says, is not only for leaders, it's for every parent and teacher as well. Umi shemitmaser on the Aaron 25, l'chol echad v'echad l'fi matzavo l'fi dargato. A leader has to be looking at every sheep, what they need. U'l'fi dato, hu noheg b'darko shel manhig Yisrael amiti. That's a real leader. Ki efshar losor hanagat kol lelet echad l'kulam, el tzarich l'nhog l'fi dato shel kol echad v'echad. You can't possibly lead the masses in one general fell swoop. There are so many different needs going on and so many different individuals. Real leadership is about being able to tap into the needs of the individual. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu asked for. Kiadero Shalomani Atroi Gvohava Tzarichla Redim Madrigatov L'Adrich Et Am Yisrael. This is the shepherd who's interested in every sheep, where they're at, to be able to know the needs of every person. And that brings us back in 26 to where we began with. The Moshe Rabbeinu uses the name, the reference to Hashem, is Hashem Elokei HaRuchot, the master of the spirits. And we saw that Rashi said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know that the needs of every person is different. Appoint over them a leader who's going to be able to deal with every person, Basher Rusham, with what they need. Right? And you have stories of the Chazon Ish and others who after the war would sit down with Holocaust survivors And they would go through, you know, if they wanted to open a store, they would sit with Gedolim for hours. What should they buy for their store? Is this item good or is this item not good? Should they get it from here or there? The Gadol Hador has time to sit down and talk about mushrooms and, you know, spices? Yes, because that's the Gadol Hador, to look at every single person with what they need and go through their list step by step to help them rebuild in Eretz Yisrael. This is where it's at. It's not just, you know, sitting in a lofty tower. It's every person, and that's why people come to Gedolim with medical issues, with personal issues, because a Gadol has to be able to deal with every single person with whatever needs that are concerning that individual person. That makes up a manhi. That makes up true leadership. However, the Marosh Sharim brings down an idea from the Beis Yisrael, which is also a new idea for us today, a lot of new ideas for us today. He says, it's not just that you're looking at every individual, seeing what they need, medical issues, financial issues, and being able to help them out. A good mechanech, a good educator, a parent, a teacher, a leader, has to be involved in something much deeper than that. It says the Beis Yisrael from Gur 26, circle asterisk, Sa'inyan Yerah Pi De'ita, V'nikdashti B'tok B'nei Yisrael, Shaydei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miskadesh, V'chol L'cham Yisrael, Yeshlo Avodah Miyuchadet L'takein. It's not just I'm a grocery worker, or I'm whatever I am. There's something much deeper here. I am somebody who has a specific mission to do in Klal Yisrael. Kashiri Gi Kvokudushat Adonai Avinu Zalenu Zal Kevodah B'nei Yisrael Malin Chayin Lifnei Hashem Yisbarach. Everything we do brings chayin, brings an aspect of grace in front of Hashem. Ein lecha adam shein lo shoa. As the Mishnah tells us, there's no person who doesn't have a shoa, who doesn't have their time. Do you know what the job of a manhig is? Amzu yatzarte li tilasi yastaperu. I've created a nation to be able to praise me. Umitoch in the Aaron 27, tafkid kolel zeh shokol otat Yisrael kayam tafkido prati shokol yachid v'yachid. Shalav levatzo kadesh mibruya pratim titgabes ha-shlimut ha-klali. What is the job of a leadership is? Zeu inyan rucho v'dato shokol yachid. Shebetem lahem uavedet ha-boret. A leader is one who's going to help every single person be able to find what is it that makes them unique. What is it that they need to do in their avodas Hashem? What is it how they need to be able to create a kvod shamayim, the glory of Hashem in this world? That's leadership. Leadership is about helping every single person find their place, find their shah, find their moments, more than one, to be able to serve Hashem. I was just reading that this morning. Rabbi Spiro, in a moment of inspiration, whatever you call it, shared a very beautiful idea from of a bacher who was a big mashmin, who asked Reb Chaim what his job is at the beginning of the Zman. And Reb Chaim said to him, your job is to smile at every new bacher that comes in and make them feel comfortable. Right? They come to the Beis Medrash, make them feel at home. Give them that feeling like, you know, you belong here. And I said, that could change. The bacher's next, you know, 6 to 8 years in that yeshiva, knowing I belong, knowing someone cares about me. That's the Gadol's job, to tell a bacher. It's not just to learn. It's to be able to give that smile, show that concern, be able to bring that warmth. And, you know, it's interesting. This is parenthetical, however, very important. The Sefer Vavavi Mishkan Efne, Ravi Tamar Shvarts, in the Sefer Adat HaTalmudecha, Know Your Student, writes, and I don't know how many teachers do this, and I include myself in Et Chatai Ani Maskir Hayom. However, it's particularly important for a mechanechet or a Revi of the class. I teach, I'm not getting myself off the hook, don't worry, but I teach, you know, 100 kids a week. They come and go by me. But particularly someone who really has students in front of them, and again, I'm not getting myself off the hook, they should have two parts, okay, I'm trying to, they have two parts in their grade book. One is the grades, right? Every test, every quiz, every homework assignment. And the second part of the grade book is meeting with every student finding their points of weaknesses and points of strength, and to be able to follow through. How are we building their weaknesses? How are we building up their weaknesses? How are we encouraging their strength? How are we moving this child from where they were this year in terms of their avodas Hashem, in terms of their kochos hanefesh and their midos, to where they'll be at the end of the year? So it's not just that the kid was getting 70s and 80s and now they're getting 90s. Wow, I'm successful. No. The kid has a problem with, and I'm helping them with. The kid has a special koach with, I'm making them aware of that, and I'm building them. That's a real mechanech or mechanecha. And that's really what our job is, also as parents. That can answer so easily either in our avodas Hashem. However, my friends, it's not just about being able to see every individual person and the way that they are serving Hashem. They have another job, and I love this imagery. He also has to bring the entire Klal Yisrael to serve Hashem together as one. And he says in a double squiggly, I love this, Hu aminatseach, haminatseach al hamakela hagdola hamizamerit v'omerit kvot shamayim. What a great expression. He's the conductor of the great symphony that's bringing kvot shamayim into this world. So you have the drums, and you have the violins, and you have the trombones, and you have all the different instruments. And you have to teach each one their notes. And at the same time, you have to be able to bring all of this together. And that is why he is called the lev, the heart. Shelipo shel ha-melech hu lev kol kahal Yisrael. He is the heart of the entire people. And in order to do this, in 28, the Siftei Chaim, ha-melech hayav lachil b'libo havanav argashan l'tzarchei kol Yisrael. You have to be able to be involved, as the Rambam says, a king has to be osek b'torah u'b'tzarchei Yisrael b'yom v'layla. Day and night, you have to be involved in Torah and the needs of the people. And to do this, you have to step out of your own personal vendettas, mitun v'savlan, and you have to be patient to be able to deal with every person where they're at. And that's why Ruvein was pachas kamayim, unstable like water, couldn't be the king. Revolbi and Chumash, a leader is not someone 29 who decides on a specific approach to serving Hashem, and then forces that approach upon all his constituents. Rather, a leader is someone who is broad-minded, someone who uses his talents and strength to assist each person in his individual path of avodas Hashem in accord with the Torah. The trait of tolerance is a prerequisite for becoming a truly great leader. It's not only leaders who require this quality, however. Each one of us must make an effort to acquire the trait of tolerance to ensure we do not look down on another person's manner of avodas Hashem. Instead of thinking, why does he have to dress, behave, or daven the way we should think, isn't it amazing that everyone acts differently, but we're still striving to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu? There's no better time than 3 weeks to work on acquiring this trait, which does wonders for one's ben adam l'chaveiro, and will definitely hasten the coming of the Geula. This mita, in order to be able to deal with every person where they're at, has a different understanding of Isha Sheruach Bo. On the first level of Limud Torah, Isha Sheruach Bo means someone who is able to open, Muchan L'Kavel Or Pnei Melech Chaim, ready to learn, ready to take in everything else. Here the Saba Mim Narvadak in 31 says something else. I'll tell you the secret. Hasod Isha Sheruach Bo. Lo Tzrichim Ruchot Locho Basar. You don't need a master of all spirits. The Rak Tzrichim Ruach Bo, the Hainu, the bracket, Sheyesh Bo Ruach Liyo Mani Galatzmo. He has to have self-control. Ish Asher Ruach Bo, someone who knows how to lead himself. Hu Bodek Et Atzmo, Umoshel V'Sholed Al Atzmo V'Midotav, someone who rules over himself and his midos. Ish Umoshel V'Rucho V'Otzer B'Nafsho, Adam Shu Manhig Al Atzmo. You know what to say, when to say it. You don't say whatever you feel like. You don't tweet whatever you feel like. You have self-control. When you know how to have self-control, you know when to get angry, when not to get angry, when to be patient, when not. When you know all of these things, then you can rule over people. When you're able to deal with your own issues and your own problems, then you can lead people where they are at and know We know, as the Tiva Torah of Gamaliel points out in 32, that in order to be able to really impact others, and again, I'm talking about leadership, not just the Gadol Hador and kings, and we're talking about parents, teachers, anyone who's in a leadership position. You are a role model, and if you don't know how to control yourself, you can't expect your kids to follow suit. He says, V'chol melamed, in tamidav, v'chol avim banav, tzrichim ladat, shashpa'ah, sheyesh al tamidim v'yildim, tluya, v'dugma ha'ishit. We have to be somebody. We can tell our children, don't talk in shul, when we're not talking in shul. But to tell them, follow in place, and put your finger on the place, and we don't do that. We don't have enough self-control, how can we expect them to listen to us? The famous example of Aristotle, who was eating ever minachai, and they said to him, how could you eat, you know, a live limb from an animal? And he says, right now I'm not Aristotle. That's leadership? Right now I'm not? And this, my friends, gives us a deeper understanding just to round out this level before we do the third. Mirz Hashem is what this idea of the te'ena is, of the fig tree. The fig tree is, somebody says, the Rav Elia Meir Bloch, the Ohr Moshe quote, someone who looks at the fig tree is able to look at every single fig individually. It's not someone who just pulls off the fig, but you have to examine it. Is this one ready to? Is this one ready? Is this one ripe? And it's someone who's able to look at the small things as the great things. L'chach v'skilhu lavin shekol davar afilu katan be'etzem davar gadolhu. Even the small things are great things. And that's the idea. Shekein sota tzlachato shol notzer teinahi v'ma shemevin ki medavar katan yachol latzeh gavar gadol. Patient. This little fig, leave it here. Something great is going to come from it. And that, my friends, is the greatness of a leader. Small people deal with big things. Big people deal with small things. That's the difference. A big person, the small things, the small details, the small people that most people will step on, like who really cares about, that's godless. That's greatness. And that's what a leader needs to know. Look at that fig tree and see that every fig ripens at a different time, and I am ready to deal with every person where they are at. And a story that comes to my mind when I was learning this piece, going over this piece rather, was a story that came to my mind because my brother just sent me a Zoom link to my nephew's 8th grade graduation. And I was thinking back to when my nephew was 5 years old. When my nephew was 5 years old, his mother died. My brother's wife was nifteret. He wasn't even the youngest in the family. And it was a February, it was a Shvat Shiva. And they didn't send him to school for the week. He was by friends, whatever. And it was Erev Shabbos. And my nephew's favorite part of Gan, of kindergarten, was the Menahel, the principal, would come to the Ganim. Menahel was a very big school in New Jersey. He would come to the different kindergartens, and he would tell the parsha over to the kids. And this kid was upset that, you know, he's home or he's missed out on the parsha. It's a short Shabbos. It's a February Shabbos. The Menahel comes over shortly before Shabbos. And he sits down with this 5-year-old boy. And he tells him the parsha. That's a leadership. That's a principle. That's greatness. A 5-year-old boy matters. That's what we have to understand for our own lives. Big people, small people matter. Talmud Torah. Amazing. Watch those figs be able to learn, open to learning. Ben Adam L'Makom. Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. I have a chair. What about you? What about you? Being able to take care of the needs of others. And then, my friends, we have really Ben Adam L'Atzmo, which encompasses Ben Adam L'Chaveiro and Ben Adam L'Hashem. And that's the third level of what a leader needs. And that, my friends, the Ohr Moshe brings down in 36. U'b'derech drush shamati Asher Yetzei Lifneihem, that he goes out in front of them. Shinishmato Tetzei Me'avas Yisrael. His heart is so full of Avas Yisrael, like his heart goes out to them. Milashon Nafshi Yatza B'Dabro. My heart leaves me when speaking. Haskula Ha'ikarit Shomani Yisrael Sricha Liyo Mitzirut Nefesh Shakol Ben Yisrael. And are you ready to give your life for every other person? Are you ready to have that abundant love for others? And that, my friends, is really the key of leadership. One word, love. On the one hand, you have 37, the love, and we talk Avatatara Chozer Amashalamad Rebot Pamim, Lishmoli Yediot Sherechashotam. The imagery of this tree is that you're going over those figs over and over again, seeing which one can I pick now out of love. Just like something you love, you want to go over and over again. The Hatzlacha of somebody in learning is somebody who loves the Torah, who loves learning, who loves teaching. 38. Kach Yoshua lo zaz milechavev et tifrei Torah. He was waiting to see when will this fig be ready. Someone who has such a love and passion for Torah. In order to lead, you have to love the Torah. This is true of any profession. You have to love what you do. I say to my students, I do a lot of counseling, career counseling. And I don't even know why, because I haven't been trained in it. But one thing I tell my students, just on-the-job training, I guess. I haven't been trained for it, but there it is. You have to love what you're going to do. You have to wake up every morning and saying that this is something that I feel passionate about. It can't be just for the remuneration that's involved. And people feel it. People, we all know, students will tell you, this teacher loves to teach. This teacher is passionate about teaching or not. It's very much about loving what you're learning. As well as 39, when Moshe Rabbeinu takes Yoshua, it says Kach Lecha, take. How do you take? Like Yikach Korach. How do you take? So Kachenu B'dvarim, Rashi says, take him with words. Ashrecha Shezachita Lanhig Banav Shomako. How worthy you are! How fortunate you are! Ashrecha, how fortunate you are that you merited to be a leader of Hashem's people. From Rashi says, Sativa Torah, Nitan Lomod, Magodos, Chutovo, Shrol, Shomish, Mitasek, Gmilus Chosodim. How great it is, someone who's involved in Gmilus Chesed, you're being involved in Hashem's children. Ashrecha Shezachita, Lanhig, Bonav Shomakom. If you love Hashem, you will love His kids. And you know that how you see someone's love, it's not only if I do a favor to my friend. If I do a favor to my friend's child, that really shows that I love my friend, that I'm ready to go out for my friend's child. If I really love Hashem, I will go all out for Hashem's children. And this, my friends, is how we have to look at the people. The leaders have to look at the people that they lead. You treat them with honor. He's a child of Hashem. This, my friends, is where it's at. That, as the Chafetz Chaim says, what do I ask from you? Love each other, honor each other. Rav Olwi points out, he says, that in the old times when you met somebody and you ask them their name, you say, Shalom Aleichem, people would say, another Jew to love. And just hold their hand. Today we don't hold hands anymore, yeah. But hold their hand in a warm embrace and say, wow, to meet another Jew that I'm able to love. Leadership is about that aspect of love. The love has to be overflowing to the Torah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to His children. And that when you treat other people, you're treating them in a sense of not of duty and responsibility and let's get it over with, but out of love. You know, just add here, before we move into the 3 weeks, I found something very fascinating. Just recently, at the Sidat Preda, the end of the year ceremony at the seminary this year, so what they did was, most of it was on Zoom, so they had different students give like 30 seconds to speak about each teacher, right? Literally 30 to 50 seconds. And one thing about the teacher, and they went through, you know, it's a lot, Knein Herz, a large stuff, many teachers. What I found so fascinating, I love listening to these things, it's because from a student's perspective, what strikes them about the teacher? So you're right, there were some teachers who said they're very inspirational and they, teach a lot of interesting material. There were very small percentage, but there were. Most of the students spoke about feeling that the teacher cared about them. You know, I wasn't feeling so well, and the teacher noticed that and came over to me. The teacher, when they take attendance, looks up and actually looks at me and smiles at me. That's really what impacts students, is that ben adam l'chaveiro, to feel the love, to feel that I care, to feel that I have this feeling of connection. Let's summarize and we'll get into the 3 weeks. Leadership, what do we need? Yeshua, what was his greatness? He set up the benches and the mats. He didn't leave the base medrash. One who watches the guards of victory will gain benefit. On the one hand, it's someone who's guarding the Torah, someone who's learning, someone who wants to understand, who's coming back to that tree over and over again, who has that diligence and patience and learning. Someone who's mishamish etamet chacham. That we have to realize that when we're around great people, it shows us that kelivan vehu, who we can become. And that's our goal in life. Be inspired by these type of people. And to be a leader, you need to have that inspiration to be able to then pass it on to the next generation and to the your constituents. The second aspect is ben adam l'chaveiro, being able to be involved in caring not only for my chair, for other people's chairs, for the big, the small, being concerned about, being able to say, I love every single person. I love the Torah. I want to make people feel good about themselves. I want to bring out the best in every person. I want to create the symphony that will be the best way of Kvod Shamayim in this world. And love is a crucial component. And that, my friends, is a crucial component that we need to focus in on in our capacity, because we're all leaders. Whether it's in our own small circle of family, community, whatever it is, during these 3 weeks. Why was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Because of Sinas Chinam. Baseless hatred. What is our counter? Ahavas chinam, baseless love. And that says the Sifti Chaim, when we work at this type, particular time, we have to work on our Shviras HaYetzer of Tzinas Chinam and do things that are going to arouse love. And he says that rousing this love is for sure focusing in on Laso Pulot Chesed in 41, to do acts of kindness. However, that's not enough. He speaks about here that Shammai Omer Ve'mekabe Kol Adam Sefer Panim Yofo. You should greet every person with a good countenance. And it's Shammai, who was generally the more strict of the two. And the Orchor Chaim LaRosh says, Al Yupanecha Zuamot Neged Ovrim Meshavim. You shouldn't have a sour face around people around you, but you should have Panim Me'iros. You should have your face should be lit. You should be able to walk around making other people feel happy. The truth be told is, my friends, in today's day and age, with masks on our face, this is a much greater challenge. And therefore, we have to go one step further during these 3 weeks. You can smile at someone and they can't see your smile under your mask. You have to go out and mamish build people up. And you have to make people feel good about themselves. Rav Freifeld, we did this piece this year. We have to emulate Hashem, Vata 43, Mechaye Eskulam. You give life to them all. The Almighty sustains the entire world at all times through continuous Shef of Chiyos, a never-ceasing emanation of the life force. We must also seek to be life-givers. Our divine services world to give life to others be considered Bone Olam, to be able to make people feel good about themselves, compliment people, build people up. We have to look at people with a positive eye. Our obligation is to all Jews. Do not judge your friend, Rabbi Kluger, my sole desire in the bracket of 44, until you reach his place. Hashem put every Jew in different place and gives him different strength and trials. Every person is an awesomely holy and profound being that we can't begin to understand. The deep upheavals his neshama endures. Look at everyone positively. And he says this, viewing others in a positive light, 45, is not merely the right and appropriate thing to do. It has the power to actually change reality. Our thoughts are factual existence and creation. That is a great power. The way we perceive things affects them in a significant way. If we relate to the external faulty part of our fellow Jews, that part will become stronger and more perceptible. While if we focus on the pure soul inside them, our thoughts will actually work to reveal the neshama. To whom do they reveal it? To ourselves, to the person that we perceived in a positive way, and to all the Jews around us. If we focus on his pure Jewish soul and see him as someone whom Hashem loves and who the Shema yearns to be close to Hashem, our attitude will affect him and will start to become aware of his Shema and feel his intrinsic goodness. My friends, smile at others, compliment others, build people up, and something we can all do is think positively about others. You see somebody doing something and our immediate reaction is, how could they do that? How could they dress like that? How could they say that? Reframe it. What a powerful neshama this person has. What a great neshama this person has. And be able to focus in on the positive aspects of this person. I always tell my kids, positivity breeds positivity. And that creates this reality within this world. Rabbi Zinheller in the Sefer, Step by Step, once your eye is attuned to seeing beauty, where you once saw nothing but the ordinary, you can move further than you ever believed possible. There are three laws that govern our relationship with our fellow Jews. We must give them respect, speak well of them, and concern ourselves with their material needs. The opposite sort of relationship, one that far too many opt for, is benign neglect, of distancing oneself from others who somehow don't measure up to what we would like them to be, and saying we are not our brother's keepers. When we open our hearts to see them as unique facets of God's infinity, then we realize that distancing ourselves is a great loss, not just for them, but most of all for us. My friends, during the 3 weeks, we have to go out of our way to be able to smile, to build, to think, to do, to create the Avas Yisrael, the Avas Chinam, this baseless type of love that's incumbent upon all of us, and in doing so, we hasten the final redemption. Raposai, once again, Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lulam Chaso, we have finished another year of learning together. May Hashem grant us many, many more years of learning, growing, and inspiration. Once again, I'd like to thank all those who are involved, and I only know a partial list, so I apologize for those who I leave out, those who are involved in being able to spread Torah to many other people. We thank first and foremost Naled.com for putting up the Shirim week after week and being able to spread Torah. We thank YUTorah.org for putting up the audio week after week and spreading Torah. We thank individuals who are involved in disseminating it in their local community. Javi Miller in Brooklyn, Golda Fried in Queens, Selma Selmore in Detroit, Rabbi Tesser in Montreal, Judy Garber in the Atlanta Kollel Women's Division in Atlanta, and Groyce Yashikov to all of you and all those who I haven't mentioned who have been able to take the good Torah and be able to share it with other people. And last but not least, once again, the greatest Yashikov, I sometimes believe she works harder than I do, which means she works really hard, is Chani Stein, who week after week, and this week she didn't have a vacation of visiting her beautiful family in Eretz Yisrael, who writes the summary dedication week after week, being able to listen to the Shir, re-listen, rewrite, and it is such, I get such amazing feedback from people, so appreciated to be able to have a written form of the summary. So really, a great Yashar Koach to you, Chani, and that you should just be zoche to many more years of learning Torah, of nachas from your entire family. My friends, I wish all of you a wonderful summer, a healthy summer, and a summer of real Yeshua and Bracha. And Amir Soshem will pick up once again in Elul for a brand new year of Siyata D'Shemaya and learning together.